Welcome to the town of Bolton, Tuesday, May 5th, 2026, Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable at the town hall. It is now 6:30. I'd like to call this meeting to order, and it's not on here, but we're supposed to pledge allegiance.
Yep.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll add public comments. Is there any public wanting to comment?
Hi.
Well, we're on a 2 minute time frame, so
okay.
Three, whatever.
That's good.
Yeah.
All we need is to mention. As you get, I'm Kevin Drake, and I'm not speaking well on behalf of the.
And you live where?
I live on 46 Birch Mountain Road Extension.
Thank you.
In town.
Yep.
I'm on the Bolton Heritage Farm Commission, and we're just giving you guys a reminder that June 1st is our one time per year that the barn is open, and we would very, very much like all of any of you that want to come and see the farm. And we will be, that is one of our meetings. It'll, the agenda will be very light. It's more about letting, hopefully, you guys see the space, and because it's only open to the public that one time a year. I will be bugging Kathy the week prior to send you guys an email to remind you. And that's it. We hope you guys will come in and see. It'll be a nice continuation of our conversation.
6 o'clock.
What date?
January 3rd, June 1st.
June 1st, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
First Monday of every month is our meetings.
Is there anything else?
I'll bring snacks.
Is there any other public comment?
Thank you.
I think we wanted to add to the agenda.
Yeah, it should have been added prior to this, since there was a request and two additional requests on top of that. So per the charter, it should have already landed on the agenda before the meeting.
It's not, so we can add it now.
Okay. Where are we adding it? Preference?
My preference is after, let's get through the
Bolton stuff. And can I put it under new business right in the middle?
Yes.
Okay. So make a motion to add items 6A and 6B to discuss the town administrator's contract, which is expiring on June 30th, 2026, I believe. And
The finance director.
Finance director job description. Thank you. Which was supplied after the meeting, or just to discuss the job description for circulating as part of the job posting,
or at least make a plan to. But we can kind of
Just make a plan.
Yes, and I will stop. Thank you.
Go ahead. You seconded?
Bryce Aronson seconds.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That's Bob. So yes, too. Okay, thank you.
So
seven, yes.
We'd like to point out, so the reason that we brought it up, I had a time to hopefully get it on the agenda, was so the public could comment if they so chose. So hopefully in the future we'll get it on the agenda so they can see it before the meeting.
Got it. Good point.
By what day do you and Jim usually finalize the agenda?
Well, they have to have it 48 hours ahead of time, so it goes out on Friday.
Okay.
We have it ready on Thursday.
Okay, so
of course the staff leaves Friday at 1, so
we could
hard pressed to do anything there.
Effort to try to get agenda items to you.
Yeah, I mean you're welcome to just send them over to Kathy and or me. It doesn't matter. Just
okay.
Anybody.
All right, good.
Let's say COB Thursday then.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So next we'll go into appointments and resignations. First, we have Melissa Gent, who has been appointed as the Emergency Management Director. The ad was put out. And I see Kathy's here. Are you here, Kathy?
I'm here.
Okay, when was that ad put out?
The ad was put out the end of February, I believe.
Yeah, Kathy resigned the position. She just didn't want to do that anymore because she has too much going on already. And it was out for how long? 2 weeks?
Yes, I believe so. I'd have to go back and check the actual date, but I believe so.
Okay. And there was three respondents, of which Kathy and Jim interviewed all three. And Melissa was the one that they deemed was most suitable. They brought her back for an additional interview. And that's a fixed salary job, right?
It is a $500 stipend per month.
And Melissa Legent, if you don't know, is part of the Bolton Volunteer Fire Department. She's gone through the ranks. She's an EMT. I think she's an EMT, right?
Kathy? She is an EMT. She is a lieutenant in the fire department, an EMS lieutenant. She is also currently, she just changed jobs. She is working as an EMS for, I believe, Wyndham Hospital. And I believe that change just took place. And she also, she has her Bachelor of Science in Emergency Management. And she, or I'm sorry, she has her Bachelor of Science in Paramedicine. And she's getting her master's currently. She just finished classes, so she should be graduating with her master's of engineering in emergency management. And she also was teaching down at University of New Haven. They asked her to teach some of their classes in paramedicine for them.
And, so it's qualified.
And they're, most of this has to take place because she has to take an oath for her job. She just didn't hire. And why did she have to take an oath? Because of the responsibilities?
Because she's required to take an oath with us to go, excuse me. She's required to take an oath for this position through the town. She's also required to take an oath with the state as an emergency management director.
Okay. Is there any other questions? I think we got that one covered.
Yeah, I'm just curious too if the qualifications of the candidate could be provided and laid out, a resume be circulated to the board.
To the board?
Yes, this board.
We'll have to consult with Kathy. Do you know that? You're the HR person. Can we do that?
I would have to look into that. I mean, that's,
yeah.
I don't see why it wouldn't be available to you guys.
Do you need a motion to approve it, or is this
no
administrative approval?
This is administrative.
It's an administrative approval. It's strictly a motion for you guys to appoint her so that she can take the oath with the town and then move into the position. And then again, she will have to take an oath with the state as an emergency management director. And that's something that they do yearly.
I need a motion. Okay. All right. I make a motion to appoint Melissa Legate to as the emergency management director.
I will second.
That's Mather Clark seconds. Is there any further discussion?
All in I favor? Have one, Rodney.
Yes.
Does she have Bob. To be approved by the state?
Does she have to be approved by the state?
Hmm.
In order for her to become an emergency management director, the state does require a certain number of courses that she must complete. And along with that, there are certain, they call them quote unquote deliverables that must be met every year to maintain your status as an emergency management director and also to apply for the emergency management grant. Some of those deliverables include taking an oath every year, attending certain meetings throughout the year, throughout the state. Also running we run a town drill with the state every year that most of our emergency management team attends, and it's usually a 4 to 6 hour drill during the day that we have to go through with the state. Going to the emergency management conference, which was just at Camp Net 2 weeks ago in Niantic, and attending different, there's different sets of meetings. So it's more than just attending one emergency management meeting. It is also attending other state meetings that she is required to attend to and keep, you know, keep up on stuff. That's not to say that they can't change things. Things are constantly changing. I can tell you when Jim first took the role, he had a different set of deliverables than when I took the role. And it has progressively become more for people that are in that role. So as far as the classes and courses she is required to take, she has taken most of them already. The ones the state requires are FEMA-related courses that are online. So I believe she said she had one, possibly two, that she had left to take. They're about an hour to an hour and a half long, and they are online courses. But currently FEMA is shut down, and you can't access the website to take any of the courses. So she won't be able to do those until they come back online.
Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
I have two questions then. And the first one is, provided you saying that the responsibilities have become more and more with her day job as an EMS for Wyndham, how is that going to, you know, coexist? That if she is in the middle of a call and there is an emergency in Bolton, it doesn't seem like they're compatible. You know, it's my understanding is that the previous two incumbents of this position have been town employees, which allows for, you know,
You're already here,
unless right?
They're on vacation.
Exactly, right. And right. It seems to me that there presents a potential conflict here.
So I will tell you that we actually brought Melissa in for a second interview to discuss that exact circumstance with her. She has a pretty flexible schedule. She has assured us that if there is an emergency, she should be able to leave and come forth. I can't tell you that somebody's going to be here in 5 minutes. There is no emergency management director that's going to tell you they can be here in 5 minutes. Even staff-wise, that works for the town. It is a 24/7 job. You could be anywhere. We try to back each other up so that if somebody's going on vacation or somebody knows they're going to be out of state for the weekend, that one of us will be around so that if we do need to open the emergency operations center, somebody is around to help do that. That is part of what we try to do with our staff. Jim is qualified. I am qualified. And we've taken some other staff members as well to try and teach them some of the stuff that is required for that. It's not a one person job by any means. There is not one person that could run this role and do it by themselves. It requires a lot. And having said that, we all step up to the plate when we need to try and help out. And an emergency management director could be on the scene at an emergency, and there could be four of us working behind the scenes at town hall, running the computer with the state system, updating the state as to what's going on, working with other people in town, our crews in town. I can tell you just a perfect example is the storm ICES we had in August back in 2022 or something. I will tell you that we literally had our building department out in their trucks going around town, helping the fire department, telling them which roads were actually blocked with trees that we couldn't get emergency vehicles down, while Jim and I were in town hall on the phone with Eversource and on the computers with the state and with Bruce Dixon, trying to make sure we all had the same information and working with Tallinn County Dispatch to make sure we had the right amount of crews coming, we had the right amount of people coming, and that the roads that just were blocked completely that we couldn't get through, that doesn't include the other roads that had trees down or wires down that you could get around, But that we were getting those 12 to 15 roads unblocked just so we could get emergency vehicles down them. So it is a complete team effort on everybody's part.
Thank you for the additional information, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Okay, I'll sorry for that.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's seven yes. Next on the agenda is the resignation of Matthew Rivers from the Conservation Commission, effective July 1st, 2026.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation of Matthew Rivers, and I appreciate his service on the Conservation Commission.
David seconds.
Is there any further discussion? Thank you very much, Matthew, for your service. And all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's seven yes. Moving on to number four, approval of minutes. Now we go back to February.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion we approve the minutes from February 17th, 2026, special meeting and budget workshop number six. I will second.
Is there any discussion?
I have a lot because as you recall, this was the first the meeting at which we talked about the first selectman salary. Right.
Yeah.
And there were actually three votes that were taken. And I took notes because I was running the meeting that night because to make it look like, you know, eliminate conflict of interest. Yeah. So I took the notes. So this summary on the minutes is not complete. And I wrote them out in case it would be to make sense to give them to Sue Ellen, but I just want to refresh everybody's memories to make sure everybody agrees with this.
Since the meeting ended up getting the minutes end up getting put in the subsequent meetings, it'll actually be Andrea.
Who
updates the minutes because it will be logged in this discussion.
That's right. So Andrea, I could email those to you possibly if that makes sense. But so what happened was Tim made a motion, Mather seconded to increase the salary to 50,000 per year. The vote on that was two in favor, four against, one abstention. Then there was a motion made by Bob to increase the salary to 35,000, seconded by David.
And that was just flat out no.
Just 35,000, right. And then there were two in favor, four against, one abstention. Then there was a motion by Bryce to increase the salary to 35,000 per year, effective July 1, 2026, or upon the passage of the budget. With which salary would not include any benefits. And that was seconded by David. There were four in favor, two against, one abstention.
Just for the clarification on that third vote, was that July 1st and passage of the budget, whichever is later?
Yes. And also it did, the notes here says do not include retroactive pay, but I don't think that was withheld from that motion, Grant. Does that align with your notes, Gwen?
I don't think my notes actually said... I don't think I didn't write down does not include retroactive. I think I would have written it down. We definitely talked about it, but I don't know if it was part of your motion.
I don't recall it being so. Okay. So it was 35, you know,
right,
with July 1 or upon passage of the budget,
right,
with no benefits.
And what did you say? It was whichever was later, right?
Whichever was later.
Okay.
And not retroactive.
Yes.
I don't remember though whether that was part of your motion.
I don't think it was.
Okay. We'll leave it out, but I think unless we say it specifically in the motion, it's not going to be retroactive because
I agree, but he didn't specify what's shown here, which is does not include retroactive.
So it should not.
It just shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
shouldn't say it.
Yes, that's right. You shouldn't say
that's
it.
That's my note.
Yes. So does everybody agree with that that's how it went?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And Andrea, should I email those notes to you, or did you catch them when I was reciting them just now?
Andrea?
You can probably send them to Sue Ellen and then she can forward them to me.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Is there any further discussion?
Discussion?
Yes, Bob.
I was present
via Zoom.
So, no, it doesn't say.
It doesn't say he's present.
Yeah.
Oh,
on the top. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say he was present at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Bob DiPietro was present
via Zoom.
via Zoom.
It would be nice to kind of clarify because it's unclear. Like I had to read it a few times before I realized that Jim was the one who was present via Zoom for that meeting.
I just noticed that too.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So this is the way it's written is unclear.
I guess as a note, the grid format that
but
Andrea
going uses forward
is significantly better.
Right.
I agree.
Colon.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion?
One second, because I had a markup on my computer. I want to make sure I didn't miss something on this specific. Oh, the adjournment needs a second on the minutes. It only says Bryce adjourned the meeting. It doesn't say who seconded it.
Thank you, Bryce.
I don't know who it was, but it does need a second.
Well.
Need to go back or you
that's well have to be in the recording. Yeah. So we can find that out there and just send a note.
Yeah.
It was likely me. And in the meeting with you. I can't say for sure.
Right.
So.
I could ask when I send this to Sue Ellen, I could ask her to check the recording.
Right.
Thank you.
That'd be good.
Thanks, Clint.
Yeah.
So do we all in favor hold these off or do we approve with the changes?
Approve with changes.
So do you need to amend your motion?
We need to amend the motion.
Yep. I would withdraw my previous motion and amend it to say I would move to approve the minutes from February 17th with the changes described. Changes described.
Good. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's 7 yes. Now we're on to February 24th.
I'll move to approve the minutes of the February 24th Board of Selectmen meeting with AT.
Second from David.
Is there any discussions?
A quick note of discussion on the, I'm curious if the Lowe's credit card, if there's been any action on that that you're aware of.
No. Well, there's nothing to do with it. But, well, we have a sheet that we signed. And I don't know if we've seen.
So just off the header note of this.
Yeah.
Jill Collins recommends eliminating the Lowe's credit card. So
we are discussing kind of that option for the town and whether it's something we continue.
Thank you.
We haven't officially done it yet.
Thank you, Stephanie.
That's Stephanie, our interim finance director. Is there any other discussion?
No.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye.
That's
Tim Sadler. Abstain.
That's 6 yes, and Tim Sadler abstains. Now we move on to March 3rd.
February 24th? Oh.
No, it's February 24th.
Sorry, that's just the title.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the, I'll make a motion to approve the March 3rd, 5 p.m. special meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
That was David and Gwen.
Any discussion?
No, I think this was just discussing with Manatee, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's 5, 6, 7?
7, yeah. Oh, but yep.
Okay. Actually, okay, 7, yes. Now we move on to March.
David will make a motion to approve March 3rd, 6:30 p.m. Regular meeting minutes for Board Selectmen.
Mather will second.
Is there any discussion? Let's...
I think there was one.
This is a long set.
I think I'm just trying to. We had discussed requesting information, but I don't know if we ever formally did from the assessor. So I don't think we formally did. So I have no comment.
Oh, actually, hold on. There might have been one here. Oh, never mind. We're good.
Okay, you're all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you, Bob. That's 7 yes. So it takes care of the minutes. Now, correspondence. Board of Ed, they're sending us over a waiver for a new pump at the Bolton Center School.
Or no, high school.
The high school, sorry.
New well pump.
Pursuant to the bid ordinance, please be advised that a quote waiver was approved on April 9, 2026 to replace and install two drives on the high school's water booster pump in the amount of $8,638. The current equipment is obsolete and can no longer get replacement parts. Per John Butramovich, this is an emergency and the work needs to be performed by a certified well operator. Love from Rose Water Inc.
I assume that that work is already done at this point since that was 3 weeks ago.
That was 3 weeks ago. I don't have that answer.
Okay. We need to approve anything since it's already approved.
I guess my question is to just for clarification on the bid waiver request, is this being done from a sole source perspective?
They're like provider? Required to have three, but because we have a contract, we have to go to the sole source.
There are certain thresholds that need to be met depending on how much it costs. So some require just verbal quotes, but depending on that dollar threshold, then you require like a fully closed bid process.
Okay, so it's just the quote itself that we are
waiving,
yeah. And is not necessarily any vendor selection over there.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so they got a quote with only one vendor.
Right, and then, yeah, and I'm curious if that was sole source because they are the people that have worked on our well for the last 20 years, or they just happen to be the closest or the earliest call return. I'm just curious on that. Yeah.
I'd have to guess that. Are they our well company altogether? I think they might be taking care of the one over the school as well.
Yeah, I really don't know. I don't know. Do we have to approve the fact that they waived the bid?
I believe that's what they're
looking for. Is that what?
Well, it says in the bid waiver that it was already approved. Presumably, their ordinance, please advise that the quote waiver was approved.
Oh, okay.
I will make a motion to acknowledge the bid waiver justification submitted in this evening's packet.
Second that. Yeah, I think that they just need to notify us of the waiver.
All in favor?
So we just acknowledge it.
Aye.
Seven yes. Next is we get these reports from the Connecticut State Police, and this one was for the month of March. And it gives you all the calls. So that they just started implementing this particular report maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing these before. No.
Yeah. There was once before.
We did.
I think you had it at the end of the year.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. But they've kind of changed over with a new program, and these are the results, which is kind of nice.
Yeah,
so,
interesting to see.
Is there any questions on it? Or I don't know if I have the answers. But.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kind of curious too. I just can't help since the cost for our trooper continues to go up and our calls continue to go down, is there a proportional amount that we spend per call to say, you know, what is, you know, I understand it's a service, but, you know, there's a way that we can also apply some.
Well, they also provide the parade services and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And
they're here for the road race.
So, yeah. I mean, when you were in school and you seen a cop in front of the parade, didn't you think it was a great thing worth $300,000?
The town budget was a little different.
Inflation was a lot less back then.
So of course, that's a whole conversation.
Yes.
And so,
Information
regarding movie shooting at Heritage Farm, which I also found out that they were shooting at.
They were shooting
Heritage property there.
Yeah, I heard that. What was it, last week?
Which one, John's or Richard's?
No, the one next to the highway.
Oh.
Dingle's house, the old.
Oh.
What did they call it?
Ruggles.
Ruggles. It was a silent movie actor, and used to live there years ago.
Cool.
Just in case.
Thank you.
piece of history there. So
is it, would it be appropriate, since we've got two members of the Heritage Farm Commission here, to ask them their opinion about this?
Have you seen this?
Sure, I guess so.
I saw the whatever was going on at the Ruggles house.
Did you see the request for
this is all news to me.
I do have some questions, but I'll hold off for a moment.
Here's Steve.
Now this is this Pike was a is he in your classes area?
He was in.
He was about one of your sons.
Yeah, he was with Henry's, my son. Okay. So he's 35.
Okay.
Turning 36. So,
yep. His older brother was in my.
Oh, okay.
His older brother was in your.
Sean.
Okay.
So, I didn't guess.
The fights for Bolton?
Yeah.
We have a meeting at 10 a.m. on Friday morning with the Bourbonnais group for the reenactment that's happening, so as long as there's not like a murder scene and dead bodies there, that might be
well, it looks like they're not going to be there actually, on Friday morning at 10 a.m.
The reenactment guys might be willing to be extras.
The reenactment guys might be interested.
So David has a question, but I now have one question. So.
Yes,
I have a question on just so it talks about a bonfire being on site. Yeah. Will the fire department be present to make sure it kept under control?
I would assume
if the bonfire has been approved, then the fire department will be aware and be around or have somebody there, whatever they require. I don't know if the bonfire, quote unquote, has been approved as of today. I haven't have that answer yet, but okay. they are very aware that they need to go through the fire department for that.
I understand it's supposed to rain tomorrow, Thursday, just how windy it's been and how dry it's been would be concerned that there's a lot of both dry grass and dry wood in that area.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're very aware. They, yes, number one, they'd have to get a burn permit through the town and the fire marshal, but they'd also have to go through the fire department to get approved.
So that brings up my next question. Is there a fee or like a permit associated with doing this?
No, there is not. This is a public park. So there is no fee for this.
So Kathy, they applied for the burn permit already?
That I don't know. They were originally just talking about it. I don't know if they're actually doing it. And I have not spoken to them this week. Unfortunately, I've been in and out as well this week. So I have not spoken to them yet.
We should probably make sure the fire marshal's aware.
Yeah.
So that if they didn't get the permit.
Yes. No, absolutely.
Check
absolutely.
Up on that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is on a note on my desk to follow up. It's just, like I said, I had an emergency appointment today. So I apologize for not having information for you.
The only thing that comes to my mind is that we do have the hydrant there now, but it's locked when there's not in use, so that someone didn't turn it on and run to the well. Probably a good thing to make sure that it's not locked.
Yeah, probably. So it's part of that fire department discussion, if you can just make sure they're, if they're planning to use that hydrant as backup, just make sure that they know it's got a lock on it.
It's a lever hose.
Yeah.
It's just a hand pump, right? Yeah.
I think they call them hydrants, right? Yeah. But it's not the kind you hook up a.
Is it a dry hydrant?
No, it's off the wall.
So we just mentioned a few things. So
right. And then I have one other.
Is this a Rodney discussion or a Kathy discussion?
That's
or...
Kathy's got it.
Okay.
Right. And then I just have one other note too. Sorry. That the location of this bonfire and their filming is not where is it going to be in relation to the archaeologically sensitive area or whatever terminology you guys would like me to use.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Why is they're not digging?
I don't know.
It should not affect an archaeological site.
Okay.
My concern is the proximity to buildings and
that's my only concern.
Okay.
Burning our burden.
An archaeological site.
Yeah. Any fire at the farm that makes me nervous. So, it sounds like, I mean, if we've got the fire department aware of this, and I'm kind of surprised that they could get a permit, actually, because it's been so dry.
Yeah, right now, I don't think we're giving out permits right now, or he's been very hesitant to. So, but I will check with Bill tomorrow. And Bill is very diligent about when we've had a bonfire, because we've done a couple bonfires up at the farm for, I believe during the winter and stuff when Karen Cordero's done some events up there. So he's usually on site and making sure that things are good. But I will double check with him and let Rodney know so that we can get the information back to everybody.
Thank you.
Good. And are you too?
Well, so if the answer on the bonfire is no, then you guys would still allow them to shoot the whatever.
That's
Sure.
my only concern is the fire.
So
they could always.
I would hope that they have some tools to be able to CGI that if they don't have a fire.
Go for it.
Do you two have any other concerns about
No,
about it
thank
being there?
You.
Actually, one other question. Are they going to have a sign or anything that says movie shooting in progress if someone sees someone looking like a cult leader walking around the field at Harry's farm?
We did ask that, honestly. We
Excellent.
will also probably put something out in the bulletin if this moves forward to just let everybody know that they are going to be filming and there may
We
be
might
some
get,
suspicious
yeah.
looking people.
We might get people wanting to watch it. We don't have that.
Okay, moving on
Thank you,
to,
Kathy.
do you need a mo you don't need a motion on that.
No.
It was just
Okay.
correspondence. Moving on to new business 6A, the town administrator. I was informed today that his contract is not up until June 27.
It's 27. The one that
Yeah.
I saw was
Really?
26. Yeah.
Yeah, I must have an
You
outdated one then.
informed me today that it was.
Well, then what I'll say is, so that one, when it was approved, it was done 6 months ahead of time. So it'd be good to start discussing that this fall or
That's
potentially this
correct.
summer.
Yes.
Okay.
So that way we're ahead of that eight ball rather than, we're coming from a place of like want to make sure that we're getting the information out in
Right.
time to have the discussion rather than be last minute.
Yep. He said we need to start by October 1st.
Okay.
And as far as reviewing him for this year, he said he was fine with no increase.
Okay, so we should have a review though. When would we be planning that?
Well, that would be in October.
To start as part of that process.
Right.
Because I remember the last time we had the review.
What's the charter say?
Yeah, I
I
mean,
think the charter
right,
has
it's like by
this.
October 1, I think. But the last time we did the review, we said let's push it. We instead of doing it on the schedule that it was supposed to be done, we said let's push it off so that the new board members have a chance to work with them. And I thought that that time period was coming up around July, June or
Well,
July.
so the document that I have a copy of says June 30th, 2026. So, Kathy, can you double check that the date on file is in fact 2027 and not 2026?
I can do that tomorrow for you. Absolutely.
That'd be great. Thank
Okay.
you.
Yep.
Well, anyways, that's what I'm in the middle of, and 26 or 27. Jim's under the impression it's
I just want to
26.
make sure
Okay.
on paper because the document that I have says otherwise.
Are we supposed to be reviewing him annually though? No, regardless of what the term of his contract is?
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
scrolling the
So,
charter right now.
supposed to be doing department head evaluations annually, I believe.
He's supposed to be doing department head
Right.
Oh,
evaluate
yeah.
things.
And then do his annually
And then,
first.
but then we are supposed to be doing his, and I thought that we were supposed to be doing his annually.
Right. So, I mean, just a note here, 5.2e, so town administrator being 5.2, the town administrator shall perform a formal written annual review of each department head as established by the Board of Selectmen and report those reviews in writing to the first selectman with a copy to the Board of Selectmen, including any recommendations for action.
Right.
And then
So we're still waiting for those.
we're still waiting
And
on those.
one of his big ones that he was having problems with just left.
Okay,
She
so.
they scheduled stuff and she called in sick whenever she had the opportunity. So
Okay, so there's
that's
still four others or so that we should be
I think
thinking.
he's got them almost all done.
Okay.
He might have one or two left that I
Okay,
know.
but he should be giving
Yeah.
those to us,
Right.
and we shouldn't
Yep.
have to, go into his office and ask for them. They're supposed to be presented to us. But there is something, I know there's something in here about doing
This,
his review.
yeah. I thought it was with that review portion, but
Oh,
this is like
yeah, it's on page 11. It's
16.
section 5.1 B 21. And it's the Board of Selectmen shall perform a formal written annual review of the town administrator. So I thought Mather and Tim and I were on that subcommittee, right? Where we talked about
that personnel.
Yeah, I think it was personnel. Yes, I can look back and see what the date of that was. But I do remember talking, saying, "Well, let's just wait. Like, we were going to push it back another 6 months or so because the election was coming up." So why don't I find out when that time period was, and then I think we should. I don't think we should wait till October because that almost sounds like 2 years to me.
I think that would be for the contract renewal, because I think it's a 3-year contract, wasn't it?
I think so.
Which is
what. And so I think the contract that we had said it was 24 to 26.
Yeah. So that's
so right. There's a discrepancy of contract too.
Or just thought, yeah. Well, it was originally 22 to 24, and then it was a 2-year extension past that. But yeah, just want to make sure that we have all the dates lined up and right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, but regardless of what when the contract expires, we should be reviewing him anyway. So, I'll look into when that subcommittee meeting was, and I'll send an email.
Okay. Next is 6B, finance director discussion on
job description
for publication.
Did we get closure? Because I looked on the town website to see if we had ever approved that and did not find a date that job description was approved.
No, we did not.
Right. So we'll make sure we do that.
So, or do we just create a whole new job description?
So,
yeah, because go ahead, Kathy.
If I can just tell you. So what I found out was that it was a conversation between the board that approved. They approved the job description prior to Jill coming on. And that job description, I believe, had something to do with Linda Savitsky and some of her input as well. But it was just a conversation amongst the board. It was not a formal vote or, as you would say, I guess, put on paper. But they did agree to that job description.
Okay. Yeah, I think we should do that more formally for this. Right. Around,
provided the wording confusion here and
yep.
Right, we should
be able to track it.
So then I suppose, and we kind of had talked about this before, and what's the best way to kind of pull together our thoughts on the creation of a new job description? And is it best to send it to a subcommittee to work on it in a slightly timely fashion to then come back to this board to present?
So we have the town's existing one, and Ross had come up with a couple, and then
Amanda had some ideas.
Came up with some,
and then Sandra had submitted a whole bunch of others to us in paper last week of others that other towns do. So right. I think it would make sense kind of have
Ross's packet.
Ross's packet.
That wasn't Sandy's, was it?
That was Ross. Sorry. Just having a working session to kind of synthesize those to say what works best for us and then make a suggestion.
We could do that. I think Bob said he'd like to be involved in that. If we did that, I would recommend that we send the rough draft to the CLA, who is what's their title over there?
They do financial consulting. They do auditing.
Yeah, they do a lot of municipal audits, right?
So, we've been contacting them and trying to help move forward everything and keep it straight. And we can have them review it, and then we can have the auditor review it and go from there.
So, yeah, I don't disagree with that input. Just question on timing, I suppose. That do we want to have something that is ready to go and almost tentative for approval by this board and have that document reviewed, right, by those external sources?
So. I would think so, yeah.
Right, so then I think that makes sense, but sending it to a subcommittee or whatever is most practical and then having that input.
So we need to create a subcommittee or?
I would put personnel.
Yeah.
I don't remember who's on it, but we know we have one.
We could look back at the minutes from the first meeting.
Yeah, I have it written down at
right.
my house.
We do have a personnel subcommittee, and I do have a list on my desk. So if that's the way you would like to move forward, I can send something out if you'd like to.
Make a motion, if I may, to send the finance, the development and consideration for the finance director position to the personnel subcommittee, and then to be returned to this board within 2 weeks.
I would say before June 1st or before June 2nd, because I guess
well, that gives us some time of iteration too. If that right. if that timeline isn't too aggressive,
I'll second that motion.
Any further discussion?
I have a question.
Who's
when the job gets posted?
Before we go into discussion, yep, I'll second that. Sorry.
Oh, I thought I did.
Your view actually said you would second.
Yeah, okay. When did?
When? All right,
did I just do? I just mouth the words and I.
Sorry.
When you post a job, because this the job is going to be posted for the permanent finance director, you don't actually have to post the job description, do you? I mean, can you post just like an abbreviated version of the job description? Because if so, that means the job that means we could post for the job before the job description is done.
So
but I don't know if you do that.
Normally, when we post for a position, I don't put the job description into the newspaper or anything because it gets too costly. So we just do a general thing. We're hiring for this position. Please see our website at this link for more information. Once we put it on the website, we do upload the job description there so that people can see, you know, what we're offering and what's being required.
Right.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yes, exactly. So that I think that the job should be posted soon, immediately. Right.
Well, there's nothing to look at.
The description.
But do we need to complete the description before it can be posted?
Written policy, yes.
Well,
I think if you're having certain qualifications for this person, yes, we want to post it. We want that job description.
Okay.
We want
or could you put an application date starting later? Is that what you're getting at? Like you want to get the word out, but we may not be ready to have a description.
No, I was just thinking some kind of a summary, a summary gets the job, the applicants interested, and then they're provided with the job description later.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hold up the posting. But
let me clarify. I think I was suggesting if a possible alternative solution would be you could post it and say you're not accepting applications until X date. At which time you would have your description completed.
Yes. Have you done that before, Kathy? Does that sound reasonable?
I have not. The only thing I will tell you is if you want to do something like that on the website, I don't see a problem with that. Putting it out on something like any of the CCM websites and stuff, they do require a job description. If you go out through there, I don't know about any finance director websites. That's not my purview.
It's
but
not good to put something up for sale if you don't have it to sell.
That's kind of my point. That it seems.
Let's get this organized.
Yeah. And I'm gonna, if I may, amend my motion.
And we have a nice great interim. Yeah. Finance director right now, so
it's not going. Nothing's coming to an end.
Right. No.
Stephanie can hold the ship. Right. So,
right. No, and so my motion is just going to be: it's send it to everything stays the same except it's the finance and administration subcommittee as they are tasked with contract salaries and benefits, whereas the personnel committee is not that.
Oh, okay.
So, but otherwise, within the 2 weeks, return back.
Personnel is personnel policies.
Okay.
And it's basically the same people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Pretty close.
Well, of course, everyone on the board is always welcome to attend any of those.
That's correct.
Subcommittee
meetings. Yes.
Thank you.
So I'll second your amended motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Bob?
Yeah.
Aye.
I'm sorry. This is a point of clarity. This is the recording clerk. What was the name of the new committee that Selectman Harrison said?
Finance and Administration Subcommittee.
It's an existing committee.
Yep.
It's an existing subcommittee. I just changed it to from one existing to another existing for alignment of responsibilities.
Yep.
So, Kathy, are you going to do a poll, a doodle poll to get to set that meeting up?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just because I'm looking at the minutes, Rodney, it's noted here that you usually participate as an ex officio member and don't vote on that committee, so we don't have inadvertently have a quorum. So there's like
I'm
six
sorry,
people.
David, I couldn't hear you.
It was just a clarification that Rodney had pointed out when we added to that subcommittee that he usually
I don't usually vote. Right. Yep.
But even if we have a quorum, that's okay as long as it's posted.
Yeah, that's true.
Post an agenda, right. Just post it to discuss finance director.
Oh, Jim stated that as well. So fair enough.
Okay. Okay.
We could all attend every subcommittee meeting.
Now we're going to consider and act on AP.
I would make a motion that we approve the accounts payable in the amount of $58,375.27.
David seconds.
Is there any discussion?
Want to start?
I'm in.
No way.
Wow.
Really?
That's pretty small. $58,000.
Yeah, that's the first.
I have just two pretty quick questions. Just on bottom of page 7, it begins general code. And then top of page 8, contract for Bolton T code, 5% charge upon submission of final draft. I just don't understand any of that. Anybody, does anybody know what that is?
What page is that going to put?
That's, it starts on 7, and it finishes on 8.
Contract Bolton T code, 5% charge upon submission.
You ever hear of a T code, Kathy?
Stephanie?
I'm not familiar off the top of my head, but I can get this group
more. And it's under professional technical services. And then
it's codification. I believe it's related to assessor for the tax collector, but I can.
Oh, okay. So T code being tax code?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
5% charge and submission.
So that would mean that it was probably a fixed price contract of which 5% was allocated for that draft submittal.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Well done. Next.
Yep. And one more. You might not know the answer to this, but the NIPS money is very interesting to me. So page 14 under street sweeping. I know that our NIPS money goes toward paying for the street sweeping, which I think seems like a reasonable use of that money. So it's $9,800. My question was whether that's all of the NIPS money that we've taken in, because I know, I mean, we sell a huge amount of NIPS.
$14,800.
Well, no. So if you look at the subdivision, $9,800 is actually for code NIPS. So I would assume that that is funded by the NIPS.
Gotcha.
But the question would be, is that all of the money that we get from NIPS? Because I get a ton of NIPS in my yard just being down the road. Like if you go up and down 85 within a half mile, the MTs are all over the place.
Yeah. And there was just an article in the paper yesterday, I think, about NIPS. It's just a mind blowing how many of these things are sold all over the place.
Well, yeah, we had a number at one point, Jim, that said like how many a day we average or something.
Right. And that's why I thought this sounded low, 9,800. Yeah. So that's maybe, Kathy, do you think you could look into that?
I can take a look at. I don't know off the top of my head what we've received in total for that thing. Double check.
Thank you. That's
if you get all the surrounding towns by NIPS here, then we could fund our schools.
We're pretty close with the.
We got to advertise.
Liquor store right on 85.
I think we could convince everybody.
Just need to get rakes and go over.
How did you get all the ones on Route 44?
Buy us new signs that say "Buy your NIPS here."
Any other questions?
I'll leave that.
I did actually have one question.
What's it? Do you have another question?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah,
no,
that's it. That's done, Bryce.
Different road. The page 15, Town of Mansfield, FY25-26 assessment of Minden Rock facility operational costs. I just have no idea what that is.
Yeah, that's the hazardous waste.
So we pay, it's a shared service that we pay X percentage of what we send.
I assume that that's because there was somewhere further down it talks about the removal of Freon from the refrigerators that were dumped at the transfer station. So I would assume that those two charges are linked.
Yeah, and I think we just pay I don't know why it's an odd number. I don't know why it's just not a flat number, but I do know we pay into that to be able to take our liquid hazardous materials out there.
Doesn't the town of Mansfield know that we don't have pennies anymore?
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Hey, that's seven approved.
We're going to sign yours, Rodney.
Yep.
We got a thing.
You get a thing.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Thank you.
And after that, we're moving into new business. Nobody has any.
No, that no, we already did your business. That.
Okay, consider an act on budget transfers.
I'll make a motion to approve the building and land use budget transfer of $12,000 from category regular payroll to category other payroll.
I will second that motion.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
I just have one question on that. Does this change affect our bottom line payroll between regular and other combined? Does this mean we're spending more, less, or the same?
From building land use.
It looks like it says funds need to be transferred to satisfy payroll for temporary ABO, Paul Collins, who is hired to fill in for full-time ABO, who is on medical leave. The temporary employee is paid from the other payroll budget line, which does not currently have funds to satisfy payroll.
Correct.
So the question would be then, are you saying, hey, does the medical leave pull out from the other funds? So are we the burning candle on both ends? Like, are we paying?
Yeah, it's just going to cost us more for this position, which.
I think, I believe because the land use department had been working without the full staff, that there's funds available. And so there would be enough funds to pay for.
So we don't expect a net increase.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was there a second to that motion?
Yeah, somebody seconded.
Bryce seconded.
Okay. Bryce seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. 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 Yes, Bryce.
Yeah.
On to the next.
$3,500.
I'll make a motion to transfer $3,500 in the budget building and land use from category professional slash tech services to category supplies.
Is there a second?
Second.
David made the motion.
Tim seconded.
Tim seconded it.
Did this change the motion like that?
Yeah.
I don't think it's like the ice.
Sounds like we're going to be getting reimbursed.
I guess that's my question is why wasn't this subscription previously budgeted? Is this a new subscription that we're using or?
I'm sorry.
That definitely sounds like it's being reimbursed.
Well, it looks like we are being reimbursed for the like we had budgeted our portion, which is the $1,200.
Right.
The total is $4,371, and then we're being reimbursed for the part that we didn't expect to pay. So we need to move the funds to be able to pay it, and then we're going to get paid back.
So we're paying it up front.
Right. We're the ones who happen to be taking the bulk cost rather than paying another town to do it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
About
that stuff.
Yeah, and
okay.
I can confirm that.
I'm just
always
curious.
Always helpful.
Yeah, just it's helpful to right to know if there was something, you know, just it's good to know what if something happened that was unseen too for future planning.
Got that all, Bob? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passed 7-0. And then the others are hopefully for entertainment purposes.
Do you want to, Stephanie, if you went through and changed my names and white out all of them?
Oh, there's one more. Wait. What's the limit? $2,000?
Two.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
Good.
Do we need to sign anything for those? Or is
no.
The minutes? I think.
No, this is no stuff.
What are these?
Okay, moving on, we're into finance reports.
Well, hold on, before we get there, what are the journal entries that we got included with the...
This just
reflects the 1200.
Yeah, I think
it's... Oh, is it just the gold transaction?
Transfer.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
relieve everyone has the expenditure report in front of them.
Yes.
Year to date through April 2026, expenditures plus encumbrances total $5,529,296.96. That equates to about 76.54% of our budget utilized through April 30th. A few departments in particular that we have our eyes on, highway, I had a conversation with AJ today and reviewed any upcoming charges. I had a really good conversation. He's going to keep an eye on where that spending is year to date. So no major concerns there. Also have just a couple that we're keeping an eye on, tax collector, probate, which is pretty small, and then library as well. But otherwise, the rest are, you know, 85% and below utilization.
Is there any questions for Stephanie?
I would just appreciate a minute to review, just look it over. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah. I'll say that a lot of this is that since this was my request, I appreciate having a PDF that was printed the PDF rather than scanned in after being printed.
Yes, that was the first the staff. There's more that I'd like to do with this,
sure.
Including some major call outs on the slide for you guys.
It was one of the requests, so I appreciate it being there. And then just because it happened at the other meeting rather than this meeting, one of the actions taken from last week's Finance Committee meeting was that I was going to work with Stephanie to update a lot of these summaries that are provided to both the Finance Committee and Board of Selectmen.
Good. Thank you.
Including this one because it confuses everyone. So this the previous year, current year, now the third page in here.
Oh, that one that you're looking
yeah,
at? I know. Looking yeah, at. It is. Yeah. It is confusing.
I don't think I have any questions for the quick study.
Still need an email away.
Hey, your turn, Tim.
What's your questions? I didn't have a question.
Oh, okay.
Putting them on the hot seat.
I was. all right.
That's the hot seat.
All right.
That's easy.
We're ready for the monthly tax.
Sure. So year to date through April 2026, our net collection, which includes current year levy, motor vehicle, and supplemental motor vehicle levy, is $19,743,046.22. Which is 101.08% to budget. Keep in mind that we budget at 98% collection, so that, you know, essentially captures a 1.08% positive effect versus budget. So pretty good story there. Any questions before we go to the next?
Yeah, why do we do it that way, and do we intend to keep it that way?
The 98%.
Yes.
It's pretty standard. Most towns do it. For motor vehicle, actually, that fluctuates depending on where we set the mill rate. So because, as an example, we're setting the mill rate higher to the state cap this year, we lower the collection rate to 94%, which chances are we're going to collect less. But it's pretty standard to do 98 or 99% on the profit tax.
Can you hear all right, Bob? Looked like you were struggling. Okay. Any other questions on the monthly tax collector summary?
Negative.
The last page, we are going to work on this formatting. The top two, I guess, rows or sections that equals FY26. And that's the July 31st, 2025 through current. That's the actual collection rate by month. So you can see it for April 30th, 2026, the 101.39% matches the page before it. And then below that is FY25, so July 2024 through June 30th, 2025. So a little bit challenging to read, but we'll be working on the format.
I have a question on something that wasn't in any of these, and it's related to more statewide stuff this past week. what is the plan for addressing the potential additional funds that are coming from the state as part of the Lamont's announcement from last week? And you know, how does that impact our ask for budget? Like, are we just going to say that we're going to ask for a certain amount and then just let that be part of our budget? Or are we going to then say, hey, we're going to increase it back up a little bit to account for that extra $30,000 that's going to go to the town?
So it's something that Ross and I were discussing today, actually. So there's a couple things we can do with that.
Sure.
We can increase our expected revenue in the budget, which will give us some relief on the mill rate. One other thing that actually Jim recommended was not doing that and allow it to hit our surplus to begin building that up. So that's not in the plan to discuss on Thursday.
Yeah, I figured. But most of this group won't be here.
So. Right. So to decide really up to this group's and finance committee to decide on whether we want to do that.
Of course, if we put it into the surplus, we don't know what we're going to get next year. So if you use it in the budget and we don't get it next year, it's kind of like that.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that this group has a chance to discuss it since we're going to submit a budget.
Yeah.
A total of $136,000, I think it was.
$132,000 or something like that. Yeah, it was long.
No, I didn't hear that. Where did that number come from?
It was $100,000 approximately for BOE. It was actually an email that was sent to you should have it in your inbox as well.
Oh, okay.
But it was $100,000 for BOE and like $29,000 or something like that for the town.
And that came from Office of Policy and Management or something like that?
Well, some of it was from the Mohegan Sun Fund. That's where a lot of it came from.
Yeah, so
that's the big one.
It's $100,000 for educational aid, and then the rest is additional or supplemental CEQA.
Yeah. Okay. I have the numbers up
there. Okay.
And I will just... Mm-hmm. I'll just say it out loud for the record here, too.
Oh,
so this is from a communication from the governor's office. But $107,328 for education supplemental and $29,551 for supplemental town aid for a total of $136,879.
Which isn't... And the interesting because different towns have different balances for one, different amounts, but also like just a different...
Could you elaborate why we wouldn't want it in the surplus? What was that reasoning?
Well, if we leverage it and utilize it to bring down the mill rate, it essentially is doing what we've done historically, is utilizing our surplus as a one-time use only. We may not get the funds next year, so we're kind of perpetuating.
Okay, so the mill rate would drop down whatever, 0.25.
Be an artificial this year's drop. Budget already used $1 million of surplus to help bring down the mill rate, so it would just be chipping away at some of that as a give back, as we didn't expect this and we're going to push some of it back.
And I think one other thing to worth being cognizant of is the obvious messaging of this, that people are going to see this, they're going to say, hey, my town just got money, and then so right, just making sure that we are
seeing that.
Why am I not seeing it? Why is my mill rate high?
$100,000.
Right, exactly. Because our budget is $25 million. Exactly. But I just want to make sure that our rationale is clear.
Right. Yeah. It is a fun list to look at to try to figure out.
Yeah, interestingly, some of the towns similar to us that are similar size and similar structure are a similar balance. For example, Andover, Ashford, Hebron was different, but they have the bulk of the school. I didn't look at Marlboro.
Summers is fun to look at.
Is it? Oh, because of the jail?
they're getting like 700. Wow. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get a lot for their town.
New Britain's 13 million.
Oh, really? Wow.
Hartford's.
Meredith is a big one. Yeah. Okay.
But it's concerning.
It is an interesting list, but yeah, my point being that it's a similar balance for us in terms of amounts in
small
school town. And for other small towns, even larger towns like Tolland is a similar structure of a smaller number to their town and larger number to the school.
What about Granby? Is that on or East Granby? Small town with its own high school.
East Granby
exactly the same as we are.
Granby has a lot more going to their school than we do. They have a similar number going to their town.
East Granby or Granby?
Granby.
Now how about East Granby?
East Granby has about twice as much going to their school as we do, but similar going to the town. It is a fun. It is an interesting list to look at.
Yeah.
Just like try to figure out the math and classification of
what
they're there. Durham is another town that I just saw that almost exactly the same as Bolton in terms of ballot pin structure.
Okay.
Correlate to voters.
And they have a regional desk.
They do, right?
The R.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Is there any other questions on the finance report side? Yes, Bob.
Yes. Years ago, when I was on the finance committee, we seemed to have some debate about what was meant by refunds. I wondered if David or Stephanie or anybody can recall or know what that means, because we don't really mean refund, do we? Under the tax collector summary.
In the tax collector summary, there's a refund.
Yeah.
Is that from people who paid their taxes and moved out? No.
I don't remember.
We also overshoot that 100%. So does some of that, like, hey, people paid too much and then some of it goes back?
I mean, we do see.
We do see refunds in throughout the year. Yeah.
I can get
more detail on that just for this group.
Yeah, I guess that would be helpful to say, is that, does that fluctuate in that delta too? Yeah.
I can tell you that hasn't moved in them. So it's, you know, we don't get a lot.
Right. But I think, you know, it's been a few APs, but there have been some refunds submitted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a good point.
Thank you, Bob.
I didn't mean that dismissively either, Bob. Sorry if that sounded like that.
Appreciate the information, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Now we move on to the town administrator's report. Is there any questions I might be able to help you with?
I'm a little curious about the 10th down or so. All required paperwork was completed for the ARPA grant well in advance of the May 1 deadline. We should get an invitation to close out the grant this summer.
Yes.
Evidence
of spending the funds tied to the ARPA grant. So I completed that several weeks ago with Jill and confirmed with the state that we're going to go.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you for that.
We've spent all of those funds. So like that says, we will get an invite from the state to close out the process officially.
If this wasn't filed by
April 30th,
you could owe $1.5 million.
But we already spent the money.
Well, if this paperwork didn't hit on the right date,
I'm glad that
doesn't matter. You owe us.
You mean
we don't now because paperwork.
But if we had missed the deadline, we would have had to pay.
That's
$1 million.
That's really? Correct. Wow. Right? That's my understanding of how that thing was written.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty concerning when you take it, right?
Yeah. Plus, it's been how long ago has that work been done? The demolition of that.
That's been done for a while.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm just surprised that it's coming that this much later that you have to sign off on everything. I would have thought it was.
Stephanie successfully got it finished. So
good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very, very pleased with that.
What's the status of the audit? Last time we had talked about it, there were still some outstanding questions that needed to be answered with the auditor.
I've been corresponding with the auditor. He sent over draft statements that are typically sent over before the completion of the financial statements that are then signed off by the first selectman, usually the finance director and the town administrator. I'm in the process of reviewing all of the schedules to make sure they tie to last year's audited statements and this year's activity. So once I complete that review, then Rodney and Jim are going to be signing off on those, because it's an AICPA requirement. Because our auditor completes our financial statements, we need to, and he wouldn't be independent if we didn't sign this form that says we agree with the numbers.
Okay.
So that's still in the works. We did just file an extension with the state on that, so we should be good there as well.
And that there, the extensions are kind of restrictive, right? It's like a 30-day restriction. You don't get another one.
Yes. Yeah. You can continue to extend on a 30-day basis, but you can't exceed the 30 days at a time.
Okay. And go ahead, Ben.
Are you involved in the with Linda Savitsky helping with the use of the Tyler financial software?
Linda's not involved. We are working with CLA, actually. We met with them. That's also on the report to ensure that we're utilizing Tyler in the most optimized fashion.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'm getting confused. I thought Linda Savitsky was tied with CLA. Two separate. Okay. What did we hire Linda Savitsky to do? I can't recall.
I think Linda knows Tyler, doesn't she?
Yeah. Linda is currently just, I met with Linda a couple weeks ago, and she is here as a resource for me through this transition in case I have any questions or in case we need any additional support. But it was just introductory at this point. We haven't actually utilized her as of yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. So is she like on a retainer?
There's nothing official.
No.
She's currently the interim finance director for the town of Marlboro. So once that's finished, which should be in the next month or so, I believe, then she'll be available to us.
And she'll be on a predetermined hourly basis. I believe, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Whether it's Zoom or whether it's in person. And she would be used more for grant stuff, maybe, to just clear up grants and.
Yeah, are there any state requirements that that she might be aware of that we aren't familiar with?
But when Stephanie met with her the other day, she was making sure that the grant was filed.
she was
that.
So do we have some kind of a written agreement with Linda?
Not yet. I think it may be with, I know she was going to send something over to Jim, but I don't know if that's my
company. She seemed to be very knowledgeable. You know, she's been doing it long enough. It's just old hat to her.
Mm-hmm. She's just for the state, doing state audits as well. So very familiar with state statutes. Well,
but CLA is very handy too.
Just another question on that too. I think that's interesting, and I think that's one of the things that I've thought we've long needed more assistance on is our general grants process. And so, you know, not speaking to the candidate, but the potential of putting resources behind improving our grants process seems encouraging.
Obviously, the position we're in now is you got to be very, very careful what grants you go after.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have to start puking up 20%,
mm-hmm.
go fish.
Yeah.
Just, mm-hmm. If they're, mm-hmm. if they're 100% grants, you don't have to match them. That's perfect. But,
beautiful thing.
You know. Yes.
One question maybe at the moment. The project tracking sheet that is the last bullet, is that different from the whiteboard? The project tracking template for our grant project.
So I've created a template that we can use to track the requirements. I've done that for two grants already. And then I've started a template we can use to roll up all of the grants collectively to see what the status is, you know, how much money we've, you know, spent on those in advance of reimbursement, or if we've received the funds up front. So that's something still in the works, but two are already done for specific grants.
And is there going to be timeline component of it built into that?
Yeah. No, it's not finalized yet.
That is a welcome improvement.
Yes.
Yeah. I heard financial dashboard and got excited.
I did. Now we're talking. Thank you.
Any other questions? There's not. We'll move on.
Oh.
To. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Sorry. I think you're going to get to our notes.
The
yeah.
Land use activity with Patrice Carson?
Yes.
I seen your list of questions.
I sent you a list of questions, yes. And it would be, I don't know, well, and, oh, darn it, because I wanted to mention the town grade in the administrator's report, too.
Here.
You wanted to try to tie it to the administrator's
report? Yeah, because I thought that would be appropriate time to bring it up. But I'll just, so I have two questions, or multiple questions here.
Okay. Yeah.
At a high level of the questions that I submitted to Rodney, I don't, we can either, and Jim, I can articulate them now, or we can make a plan where.
So we
please.
But as far as Patrice operates here, she's a consultant and she gets her direction from planning and zoning and from Jim. So people come in here all the time, asking questions about certain properties, and she would find the answers for you and tell you what you can and can't do for the most part. She's a huge asset. She's not an economic development person. And she belongs to a lot of committees, the CROG and COST and all that. And she's on the transportation board for CROG. And she's chairs the meetings quite often.
And I see those noted in her update, but my primary concern is how does this benefit us? What are occurring in all of those committees that we can take away and do anything with?
She kind of brought in the guy who's at CROG who was able to get us involved in the 384 interchange. And so she's involved with the cider mill property. She brought the CROG into that, and they're working on. So CROG had wanted four locations where they could put different types of residential properties, and this one happened to meet what they were looking for. There's no water. It's close to parking for bus line. And it met the criteria for what they're looking for. So they had their Goldman and York do a framework for what type of housing could go in there, and they're going to do the advertising for it. So she's got a lot going on with that. Let's see, you had 126 Hebron?
Yeah. That's just a personal.
Nothing available
okay.
at the time to speak of.
Good.
Most of her clients who come in here don't necessarily want to be exposed. I mean, they're coming in and they're saying, you know, let's look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And they just.
My concern with that property is there's a lot of water on that property.
It looks
on like both, from both sides.
Is that on the corner?
No. It's between.
That little street there?
No, it's between where the ongoing construction is. So there were two houses, one of which was redone or like flipped last year, and one's being done right now.
Oh,
right. It's just south of that, between that and like there's three houses on the corner.
Okay.
But it directly abuts his property, which is part of the question, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there's water on that side. Like if you look, I don't know, 10 feet into the property,
yeah,
there's a ton of water. And the back side is definitely flooded as well, because that's the side with Loomis and school. So my concern there is, you know, that's just where the water's been pushed over the years, and trying to build something in there, like, are we just going to push issues elsewhere rather than letting that be the part place where it drains?
So Patrice would probably walk him through, and you know, okay, you got to go through wetlands for this, and it's,
yeah,
and this is what it is. And so she, you know, that's the, she's like a selling point. She's
sure.
not a real estate agent. She just does her planning and zoning thing, and
yeah,
and she's between her and Mike, they know all the regulations,
sure,
they know all the answers, and there's, so the planning and zoning doesn't necessarily know everything. I mean, they're
sure
they're volunteers, so they know a lot, but once you get up into the professional category and not mm-hmm. steering,
yeah, they're not spending 40 hours a week looking at it.
Well, Patrice doesn't either.
Well.
Yeah,
she might have in the past.
Mike is a subcontractor as well. He just does a few hours a week. The Girl Scout thing, somebody just came in and started asking questions, and I guess they want to put up a little.
I think it's done. I think you can go look at there was something I thought on
they want to put like one of them,
but I guess it might have been different
book things. You know,
a little kiosk.
Money with okay. Dog food or something, so that the bears have somewhere to eat.
Well, that would be a concern.
So the priority pathways. There's a bulletin. There's a post on the board over there on the door, and it's on the was on the bulletin, and that's coming May 19th, and it's a final. You can jump on the Zoom and join that meeting. I don't know what time it is, but the bulletin, but it's on the post on the door over there. And that's going to be for towns that want to connect their trails and so forth and so on. Let's see. And very soon, we're going to be having a housing bill that's Prague has gotten their fingers. They're taking care of. They're taking 30 towns, putting them all together, taking all the requirements, and try to dole them out as per what each town could do.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than each town having to have 10% of their housing be whatever. Mm-hmm. So Prague is, they know who's got what available for resources, and they're going to say, well, you do this, and Mansfield can do, they'd love to have 1,000 more, so we'll just ship them over there, et cetera. So
I'd be curious, like, what is that going to force certain towns into, oh, if you want to build, you need to build X. Like, you need to build low-income housing, you need to build affordable housing, whatever the codes on those are, like, yeah, because there's not a good reason amount yet.
Trees in there.
Yeah, so just want to make sure that nobody's getting shafted into having to make that decision.
Agreed.
Without, you know, it being like, hey, they wanted to build regular housing, and they would have before this reappropriation. Right.
But unfortunately, well, however you want to look at it, a lot of these deals with the low-income housing is you only need a percentage of them. So sure. You're putting 300 units in, you put 10 that are low income, and boom, you're covered. Or you donate 20 acres and you're covered. You know, there's several different ways to go around it. And so Prague has been meeting, and they're going to come out with a set of rules very shortly here. I think it's the end of the month. And we're going to have an option of joining in with Prague or going it alone. So,
which means we'd have to create our own report, right?
All kinds of stuff.
To comply with the...
All kinds of stuff, yeah. So that's coming up pretty soon.
Will that go through P&Z then?
Good question.
I would expect it would first go through P&Z, but to try to conform to those standards, I think if we might try to push it through us too. I mean, why not?
Yeah, there's some protections for smaller towns to make sure we're not being forced into building specific things should we want to build.
Yeah. Well, they don't necessarily care about that. that's going to be kind of the glitch.
I know. We're going to have to advocate for it.
But so that's the development part. And she's very good. She's involved, and she knows a lot of people. So she goes to a lot of these things, and she learns things, and she brings it back here and fills us in on them. So she's a great advocate. You got to have somebody, and she's just a consultant. So.
Right, and I just think, too, that I look at that more, A, thank you to you for that update, and to Patrice as well for that update. But I just think it's worth being cognizant of, and I just recall the initial finance town hall discussion that we had where one of the residents spoke up, and he said, I'm fine paying more as long as I have a clear ROI.
Right.
So when I look at things that are higher dollar, and we get these lists that are just not their, you know, activities, but it's not giving full summaries. But I think having those summaries or a broader, you know, explanation that you just gave verbally allows us to articulate that ROI.
She's been here since I think 2013, and she just at Gwen and Amanda's request, I think, wasn't it? She started bringing these reports up. Because it's just so hard to understand what she does.
No,
I mean,
it's useful.
If you
it's
don't,
useful, yeah. It's just better. It's good to just, I'm just asking for a little more info, I suppose.
If you don't come in and sit with her for a half an hour and say, you know, what's going on, then.
Right. So this helps us understand, but it also helps us be able to ask questions. So like
right.
the other, like the residents can understand, because if we didn't ask these questions, then other people may not have the opportunity to.
Right. So she's just putting in so much detail, you know, the kitty box or whatever. Right. That's just.
Or even if we set time aside in meetings for dialogue as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How much do we pay her per year, roughly?
I think she already closed your laptop. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Can we?
I'd say $1.15, I think, but that may be off on that.
Was there a pay of her?
Is it like $3,000 a month?
More than that. A pay period. Year by month pay period.
Mm-hmm. 3,000 a pay period. So
yeah. Was it in?
That's
it
75,000.
Yeah. 75, yeah, roughly.
That's a ballpark. Yes.
Yeah. I don't need the exact figure.
2,400 for the 2 weeks.
So times that by 26.
Background. But it varies, though. Right.
It does. Very much so. Very varies.
That's the
okay. So now we have to move into
factors.
Number 11. Is everybody good for
yes.
now? Which is an executive session. And not for nothing, thank you very much for being here, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't want to break the rules.
Well, is this the last thing before we, like, do we have to do this and then adjourn, right?
That's correct.
So do we need the recording clerk to stick around, or can we just say, hey, we'll let her know when we adjourn?
We will let the recording clerk know when we adjourn. We were going to make the...
What about Bob?
Bob will stay.
No, Bob will be the only one on there.
Okay. So Community Figure Voice Channel, there. I got to put you in the...
Waiting room?
What's a waiting room?
If you go or lobby, if you go here, that's
sorry,
in waiting room. Bob, are you on two different devices?
You're muted, Bob.
I'm here.
Oh, you're yeah. So he's on. Okay, he's on too. Do you want to pause recording?
We're now going into executive session at 8:02.
Let me see if we can get CBC back from the waiting room. They might have just left. I don't see anyone over here in the waiting room.
Yeah, neither do I.
All right.
So we're coming out of executive session at 8:12, and we're moving on to number 12.
I move we adjourn.
Second. Bryce can have it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good night, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
That was Tim and Bryce.
Yeah. Meeting's adjourned at 8:13.
Pretty efficient.